Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author, Jonathan Jones. And today we're coming at you with another Monday motivation. That's right. Today I want to talk about righting our wrongs. This is a spoonful that I think nobody really wants to take. I'm talking about this is that slice of cake that nobody wants to eat without drinking a glass of milk. Righting our wrongs is something that is difficult, especially when we're arguing or we're bumping heads to the people that we're the closest to. Maybe mom, maybe dad, brother, sister, significant other, partner, whomever it might be. Today I want to ask you just to think for a second, where do you need to right your wrongs? Our friend Justin Bieber, as well as Bryson Tiller, both had a song about righting our wrongs. And today I really want to just approach this topic because I was on an interview probably about a couple of weeks ago, and the topic was, would you rather be right or would you rather be happy? And taking the time to think about that, then as we were sitting down, then I began to think about the times where I was in relationships and I was wrong. Like just straight up, I was wrong, but I couldn't accept that. I was wrong and I denied it because I was like, nah, I mean, no. I can't be wrong here. So I'm just going to move on. And I know many of us have been in that situation to where we've been bumping heads with a significant other. And then our pride wouldn't just allow us to be wrong, because it was like, nah, I'm bigger than that. So therefore, I'm not going to bow down to you and I'm going to continue to hold out. I don't care if we're not talking. Good. And then it gets to the point where then you ultimately put a wrench in your relationship because you're allowing your pride to get the best of you, because you're denying you being wrong. And of course, if we're denying something, then that means we're not going into the next step, which is acceptance. We have to accept that we're wrong. And then once we see, okay, wow, maybe I am a little off kilter. Because in my relationships, I didn't have to do that. But then it got to the point where I matured and I was in a mature relationship. And it's like, wow, okay, well, John, you have to be accountable. So then I look back and I'm like, man, I was wrong for how I responded in this situation. I was wrong for what I said. And then it got to a point where I drove back home, which is about a 45-minute drive, only to hop back in the car and then drive 45 minutes back to Duncanville, right? I lived in Garland. This young lady stayed in Duncanville. I went off, said some stuff I shouldn't have said. Then I said, I'm out. Drove back home. Another 45 minutes. Hello. For those of you who are good at math, that's 90 minutes by now. Then I hopped back in the car and then drove back. So add 45 more minutes. We're at 135 now. To go back and apologize because I was wrong. I realized it. I accepted it. Then I had to do something about it. And today I want to challenge you, if you have wronged somebody and you know that it's affecting your relationship because you don't want to say anything, I'm pushing you today to acknowledge the wrong, ask for forgiveness, and then you can move forward. We first talked about denying it. Nah, I'm not wrong. Then we moved here to accepting what we did was wrong. Then going back to the other person and acknowledging, I hurt you by what I said. I hurt you because I blew up and you were just trying to help me out by doing X, Y, Z. We acknowledge that to them and then we ask for forgiveness. Can you forgive me? Would you be willing to forgive me? I know I was wrong. I know I shouldn't have said that. I know I can't take those words back, but I am sorry. And I don't know what you all believe, but in my personal book of faith, forgiveness is something that is necessary, being a believer of Jesus Christ. Because he forgave us by dying for us. He bled for us for sins past, present, and future. So by him leaving that model and by me saying I'm a believer, I have to do the same thing. So today I want to encourage you to right your wrongs. I don't want you to lose a good relationship. I don't want you to lose a great friend. I don't want you to be in a position to where you're forcing yourself to suffer in silence and be isolated all because you couldn't acknowledge your own wrong, your own mess, so that you can grow and move forward. Friends, if you felt that this episode added value to you, I would encourage you just to screenshot the episode. Post it on your Instagram. Post it on your Twitter. Tag me at Jonathan Jones Speaks on Instagram, at Jonathan J Speaks on Twitter. Use the hashtag SYS Podcast so we can get this message out. We can help people to right their wrongs. We can help people to grow. We can help people become whole, mend those relationships, build those bonds, build bridges, not walls. Friends, this is TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones. And I just want to let you know, subscribe to the podcast if you enjoy the content. Write a helpful review and rate the podcast if the podcast added value to you. But we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I just wanted to remind you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?